In 2021-08, the Knoll final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the establishment of a cluster subdivision to consist of 27 single-family lots, private roads, and open space. At their meeting on Thursday, October 28th, 2021, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan for the development. Property is located on the east side of Irons Lane, Sussex County Road 348. The applicant was approved for a total of 33 lots. However, due to certain design requirements, the number of lots has been reduced to 27 being provided. Subdivision plan complies with the provisions of Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel district 134, map 7.00, parcel 163, zoning AR1, agricultural residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Glad to see the lot numbers actually went down. Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-08, the Knoll, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2021-08, the Knoll final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan or subdivision 2018-20, Tanager Woods revised amenities plan.
This is a preliminary revised amenities plan for the existing Tanager Woods subdivision for the construction of a clubhouse, a multi-use court, pool, and other site improvements. The revisions are to increase the size of the pool from 2,531 square feet to 3,614 square feet, and the pool deck from 6,707 square feet to 11,959 square feet. The property is located on the east side of Field Fair Lane and the west side of Winona Lane within the subdivision. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Zoning is AR1 agricultural residential district. The tax parcel is district 234, map 6, parcel 85.01. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plan may be considered for preliminary and final approval.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the revised amenities plan 2018-20 Tanager Woods revised amenities for final approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-20 Tanager Woods revised amenities plan as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Sweet Meadows Riding Academy. This is conditional use number 2331, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 9 one-story cabin yurt structures for the overnight accommodation of a riding academy and other site improvements. The use is supported by conditional use number 2331, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, through ordinance number 2899. The parcel contains 5 acres, plus or minus, and is located on the north side of Deer Run Road, Sussex County Road 388. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County zoning code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 533, map 11.00, parcel 27.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made, subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2331, Sweet Meadows Riding Academy preliminary site plan, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Sweet Meadows Riding Academy conditional use number 2331 preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is First Baptist Church of Lewis preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the First Baptist Church of Lewis for the establishment of a 0.82-acre, more or less, parking lot for a proposed church building located within the Lewis municipality and other site improvements. The parcel contains 1.36 acres, more or less, and is located on the east side of Kings Highway, Route 9. The applicant is requesting a waiver to allow for parking to be located within the front setback. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, Parcels 40 and 42.03 in Lewis. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I actually have a couple of questions on this one before we make any motions. Are churches considered commercial for the purpose of interconnectivity?
It's a deep philosophical question.
I don't
know that they would be.
In terms of whether it's certainly desirable for them to be interconnected. In terms of how it's written in the ordinance, there's a significant benefit to having interconnectivity in this particular location.
Well, and I mean, they're right next to a commercial property that has, we've talked a lot of interconnectivity with the commercial property owner who has said, yes, of course we will connect everything.
Have this church in a brewery.
There you go. Yeah. Well, some holy water.
It is an interesting idea. But yeah. So that's one of the.
I can't say this, Ms. Stevens, it's not a commercial zoning district, and the place of worship is permitted by right. That being said, place of worship is a whole range of activities, some of which might be a little bit commercial in nature. So I think there may be some support there if you prefer to see interconnectivity. It's certainly a good idea.
I mean, I don't care if they put up a sign that says, you know, if you're not here for church, don't park in our parking lot. But again, I'm trying to find as many ways for emergency vehicles to get wherever they need to go whenever they need to get there. So that's one of the things I would want to see on this.
Well, I mean, I'll put it this way. It really doesn't matter if it's commercial or not. You have the ability to impose conditions on site plans. So, you know, I mean,
I just wanted to know if I had backup, you know. Okay, and my second question is, since they're asking for parking in the front setback, do they have approval from the byways plan? Because there's a lot of road work that's planning to come through there.
As I understand, the planner has been in contact with the byways, and they are in support of the plan.
Okay. As long as you've got an okay on that, then I'm okay with them parking in the front setback. Anybody else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Then I make a motion to approve with the getting working on interconnectivity with that. I will leave that to staff. Yes?
So the preliminary site plan approval with final by staff contingent upon interconnectivity being shown.
Yes. Okay, that's it.
That's the motion. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for First Baptist Church of Lewis with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals and the establishment of interconnectivity with the adjacent parcel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Lands of Christy M. Smith, Trustee, Irrevocable Trust Agreement of W. Eugene Argo, Minor Subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of an 11.69-acre parcel into three lots and residual lands, with one lot having access off of a 50-foot ingress access easement. The proposed lots consist of 0.7645 acres plus or minus, 0.9556 acres plus or minus, and 0.8068 acres plus or minus, while the residual land consists of 9.16 acres plus or minus. Property is located on the east side of Reynolds Road, Sussex County Road 233, and the southwest side of Coastal Highway Route 1. Minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 7.00, Parcel 54.00. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desires to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Christy M. Smith, Trustee, Irrevocable Trust Agreement of W. Eugene Argo, with final to be by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Christy M. Smith, Trustee, Irrevocable Trust Agreement of W. Eugene Argo. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, thank you. Our next item is lands of Susie B. Lover Ayers, minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a preliminary minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 4.922-acre more or less parcel of land into two lots and residual lands off of a 30-foot easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 0.870 acres more or less. Proposed lot 2 consists of 2.484 acres more or less, and the residual lot consists of 1.568 acres more or less. The property is located on the north corner of the intersection of Benson Road, Sussex County Road 216, and Cubbage Pond Road, Sussex County Road 214. The preliminary minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 14, Parcel 37. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan may be considered for preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Susie B. Loper Ayers, preliminary minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of the 50-foot easement for lands of Susie B. Loper Ayers as a preliminary and final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. Moving on to